Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. Kevin Herz here today.
Yes, I am.
As usual, I have the opportunity to take a look at my email, and I have a great email from Morton Steakhouse. All right, our number, 1-800-795-9565.
Who?
Morton Steakhouse, one of the finest steakhouses in the world.
Where, pray tell, is that?
All over the country. The last one I went to was on New Year's Eve in Dallas. One of the truly great experiences I've ever had at a steakhouse. For many reasons.
It's scary. There's a place that sells steak and food, which I love, and I've never been to it. Shocking.
Morton's is actually based in Chicago. I mean, that is a base, okay?
Okay.
And they have, they've become a chain across the country. And they are a big-time group.
So every time you're in Chicago, that's the unofficial dinner of?
Nope. In Chicago, you know where I go in Chicago? I want a good steak. I think Morton's is great, okay?
Okay.
I go to Chop House.
I've never heard of that one either.
My good, oh, that was Al Capone's old hangout. It is fabulous. I have taken friends there on trips to Chicago when I've been there for either Northwestern or Big Ten tournaments. Dave Baker and I have gone there many times. It is for us a circle every time we go to the Big Ten tournament that we want to go there. There are other places we've gone to. Harry Carey's is very good, but we've been there enough times now. I've been to Ditka's, not bad. Carson's Ribs, not bad. But there's something about the Chop House that I consider to be and just a great steak place, like St. Elmo's is in Indianapolis, Murray's in Minneapolis. I mean, but Morton's is a top flight, and it's a New Year's Eve dinner is one of the best dinners I've ever had. So yeah, nice email from Morton's today.
So your road trips include steakhouse dinners. My road trips can include all-you-can-eat pizza places.
It depends. It depends on everything depends on the time you have. All right? Time, okay, means, you know, it just depends on time. If you have time to do something, then you have an opportunity to. Okay?
All right. I got to try these places. Maybe I'm missing out on just stopping at all-you-can-eat pizza on the way back from games.
I mean, we'll go out and get pizza. I mean, no, I'm sorry. Well, I mean, we'll do it. That's not an issue. I mean, I'm just saying, but when you have time, and when it's a bowl game, and I won't be able to experience this for a while, obviously, down the road.
Thank you, NCAA.
But whatever. Yeah, when you have time, and I had time. In a bowl game, you have more time to do stuff like that. Big Ten tournament, you have time because it's a multiple-day experience. Most of the time, I'll go in, you know, Penn State's going to play at Virginia, at Illinois, you know, at Nebraska, so far. It's going to be, usually I eat in the hotel. You just don't have time to go anywhere. But when you're at a multiple-day event, get in a couple of days ahead of time for a bowl game, go to a Big Ten tournament, you then end up with more options because then you have more time. Time means everything. It's not just, hey, we're all going to go in and go to a steakhouse. No.
I'm going to be in New England long enough to see the leaves change, and that's it, as I drive through.
Well, stop at a 99 restaurant, and it will be good for you.
All right.
Yeah. You know why it's named 99?
I don't know.
It's named 99 because the original restaurant is at 99 State Street in Boston.
All right. I'll look one of those up now.
Well, not even, it's just a good family restaurant. That's all it is. It's just a good family restaurant. It's a lot like an Applebee's or something like that. All right. We've gone through, obviously, the culinary report for the day.
The preceding was not necessarily an endorsement.
No, I'll endorse Morton's. There is no Morton's Steakhouse near us, but I'd endorse it.
You have a caller on line one. Fred from Lewisburg wants to chat with you.
Fred, how are you today? Hello, Fred.
Fred, are you there?
Fred quit on us.
He's gone.
I could tell Fred's there.
He's gone.
Actually, I could tell he was there.
Is he there? Fred?
Hi, Fred. Freddy.
We put him to sleep with the food talk.
Oh. All right. Way to go. Nice job.
I blame you.
Blame me? Blame me for what?
You're the one that insisted on discussing an email from a steak restaurant. And you know when you get on a food topic, I'm not going to get off of it. I mean, other than sports, it's my favorite thing to do.
I understand. Well, Fred, I apologize. Just call back. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That is the number to call. We have Penn State soccer coming up this week as well. And the they're looking for a big crowd coming up on. They had a record crowd the other night, you know, for women's soccer, 5,117.
Wow.
I mean, I think it's tremendous. I mean, that they did that. You know, so it's that's a big deal, and they're trying to get a record crowd this time through as well. For Friday night. And I think they have a real shot at it. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. If you'd like to jump in, give us a call. Yeah, so looking forward to it very much. Now, you know, we have a lot of high school football coming up on Friday. We're going to do that on Thursday.
Coach Carmen DeFrancesco of the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes joining us on the program Thursday.
I know Buhner sent a comment on Facebook.
Yes, he did. It appears as though he has a couple of questions he'd like to ask. So he was asking day and time, and it will be on Thursday in the 3 o'clock hour.
All right. Well, we're at the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15, Humbles Wharf. Guy's done an outstanding job as the men's soccer coach at Penn State. In fact, he is the only coach since the advent of the MLS draft to have a player drafted either Creighton or Penn State every year since the inception of the MLS draft. Bob Warming. And Bob, the cooperation of the schedule, Football League, which dovetails right into your matchup on Friday night, must give you a great feeling about the cooperation everybody has within the respective programs.
Well, it's the cooperation of Bill. I mean, he believes in this mission of one team at Penn State, that all of us are in this thing together. And I tell you what, all of our student athletes are behind him in so many ways right now. The outpouring of support he's going to see this weekend and the football players are going to see this weekend is terrific. In return, he's basically said, hey, why don't we just schedule the soccer match a little bit later, and we'll tell people to go on over there and watch the soccer match and watch Russ's volleyball team. And that's a real spirit of one team, when you all work together and make it better for everybody.
Yeah, it'll make it better for everybody. Stetson Hartford, what did you see? What did you like?
Well, yeah, there's two teams we didn't beat last year, so I like that we scored six goals against them. The guys are scoring goals. They're playing well. It's a lot more exciting, a lot more fun when you got some guys that are sticking the ball in the net. Exciting for the fans and less gray hairs for the old guy.
Do you like the pace you're playing at?
I like the pace. The speed of the game is terrific. The guys are flying around. Everybody came in with a personal record on their fitness test this fall, which was fantastic. It was a good base, and I'll tell you what, they hustle, they work, and they've got some skill and they've got some talent, and it's kind of fun to watch.
Last year, the part that was fun to watch was how well he played in goal. Goal out, what do you see right now?
You know, I think Wolverton, who was a freshman who broke the all-time scoring record in the history of Penn State soccer. We've had soccer for 101 years, and he hit more shutouts than anybody's ever had in the history of the program. in his first year. And he's been injured since April, kind of coming back from that. And we got a French kid, Emmanuel Martin, that's stepped in and just been terrific for us, just terrific. So had an assist the other night, actually. He can kill a ball with his foot. Absolutely, he can kick it harder than most people can shoot a rifle. It's unbelievable how the guy can hit a ball. So he's filled in really well, and I think the team is gelling pretty nicely for this part of the year.
How do you feel about your midfield play so far?
You know, we got this guy, Jacob Barone, and yeah. I've been coaching soccer a long time, and I've never had a player out of all the players I've had drafted and go to the pros over the years, I've never had a player that wins more tackles and works harder in midfield than this guy. He's got a great chance to end up and be a pro. He's got some special qualities. In fact, Friday night we're giving away free T-shirts to the people that are coming, and all the T-shirts are going to be a replica jersey, actually, of Jacob Barone's jersey, the number 5, because he is the hardest working guy on the field.
How's my man? He could take this job, by the way, but my man Johnny Gall. How's Johnny Gall doing? Johnny Gallagher.
Johnny Gallagher's got the biggest personality on the team, and starting to show. He and 6 of our guys actually were all in the hospital this week at one point or another, getting IVs and had some terrible little flu bug. And those of you out there in the listening audience that have had it know how bad that deal is, and you can imagine trying to run 7 or 8 miles after having some stomach issues is a tough deal. But Johnny played a little bit last night. He sent the whole team the video of Michael Jordan playing with the flu and his great performance that he had after he played with the flu. Unfortunately, we can definitely say Johnny is no Michael Jordan.
No, he's
after
not.
Last night. So MJ was able to pull it off, Mikey, and Johnny probably wasn't quite able to.
Well, I should point out, though, you weren't facing the Utah Jazz either.
Amen. That's right. Malone was not on the field. That's right.
Malone and Stockton were not there. Do you like your team chemistry?
I do like the team chemistry. It's the most important thing, I think, of any successful team. And the kids get along really well. We've been out to the lake together and hung out together away from the field, and they get along just as well off the field as they're doing on the field. And to me, that's what kids will remember. That'll be the biggest part of their experience. A lot of times they won't remember the wins or the losses, thank goodness, but they'll remember how they felt about each other and what they did hanging out in the locker room and before practice and off the field a lot more. And these guys are going to have some good stories to tell.
Guess you're listening to a couple of guys that have been around the block a couple of times between you and me. So, you know, give me an idea in your sport what a crowd means for kids out in the field.
You know, I think, first of all, I think everybody likes to be appreciated and respected for what they've dedicated a good portion of their life to. The other night, Erica's team playing against Stanford in the women's soccer match, they deserve to have that crowd. They've been the champions of the Big Ten Conference 14 consecutive years. No other team in any sport has done that in the Big Ten. And for 14 years, they've been at the top. They deserve to do that, and they played a whale of a game. You know, I don't think we're as deserving as them yet. But by golly, it looks like we're heading that direction, and I really like the direction of the team. And I think the people will appreciate the hard work and the talent that these kids have that we have on the team now.
And she'd be the first to tell you that you do deserve a big crowd because she knows how hard your team works. So looking forward to it. Hey, great to have you here. Thanks for coming out. Can't wait to see a big crowd out there for you and also for Russ, obviously, on Friday night as well. So
thanks so much, Steve. Appreciate you having me on. And we're looking forward to having the people out there listening to come be part of history, be part of the biggest crowd in Jeffrey Field history.
And not only that, but sustained all season long. I mean, sustained all season long. Thanks
so much. I like the way you think.
Yeah, thanks, man. Bob Warming, Penn State men's soccer coach. He has had at least one player drafted in each of the MLS drafts. Amazing. And I would like to point out, and it's, you know, and I never really have said anything to him, but Bob's had a terrible year. He lost his daughter in a tragic car accident right before the Blue-White game. And, I mean, to somehow emotionally try to bounce back and come back from that, obviously very, very difficult. Yet I think coaching the game helps him a lot, and he is the same guy I talked to and dealt with when I worked on the Big Ten Network last year. he's somehow been able to keep it together, and I'm sure it's been very difficult for him. Very tough. 1-800-795-9565. Denny McClain tomorrow, the last guy to win 30 games in the majors. He will forever be known as that because nobody's even going to get that many starts. I think I might bring up the Strasburg thing. It'll be interesting to hear a guy who threw 336 innings in a year to see exactly how he feels about what they're doing in Washington, where, by the way, he pitched at one point in his career. We'll come back with more. News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
The car company that helped build America is once again America's number one brand.
Announcing the Labor Day sales event
at Sunbury Motors with great deals for hardworking people like you. From now through September 1st, get a brand new Ford with no money down, no interest for 5 years, no payments for 3 months, plus up to $2,000 Labor Day bonus cash on a Ford Escape, Focus, Fiesta, Edge, Fusion, Flex, or Mustang, and $3,500 on built-up Ford trucks, F-150 and Super Duty. During this limited time offer, everything is on sale. So get into a brand new Ford now with no money down, no interest for 5 years, no payments for 3 months, plus up to $3,500 bonus cash. For complete qualifications and details, call 1-800-358-8090 or go to sunburymotors.com. The Labor Day sales event ends Saturday, September 1st. So hurry into SMC today. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza. Proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley since 1915.
Business owners, listen up. Reducing your electric bill goes hand in hand with increasing your energy efficiency. And now you can accomplish both with a hand from Lenape Solar. Your approved PPL ePower Trade Ally. Upgrading to energy efficient lighting in your facility has never been simpler or more affordable. And we do all the paperwork for you. The ePower Direct Discount Program for PPL customers pays you up front for up to 75% of your project cost. And with the savings you'll clearly see, your project can easily pay for itself in less than a year. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for energy efficiency and solar energy solutions. And now is the time to lower your business's electric bill and increase your bottom line forever. With a hand from Lenape Solar, this is Tanya Diddy, and I invite you to schedule your free, no-obligation energy analysis today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
Be a few jersey number changes, by the way, for Penn State on Saturday, which is always a tip-off to something. You say, tip-off to what?
That's what I was going to ask.
Well, when you change jersey numbers, that means you're going to end possibly on the same special team as somebody else. That's what it's a tip-off to.
But if you make a drastic number change, it might be a total position change.
No. Well, no, I mean, that, but not in this case. That's,
I know.
That's not what this means.
Right. But if you go from 80 to 60, that usually means you're going to make a drastic position change.
Oh, right, yeah, right. Well, exactly. But in this case, this is all about special teams. All about special teams. In other words, Evan Lewis changed to 37. Well, I think the door is now open, especially on returns. Yeah, he's on one of the special teams with Adrian Amos. Zach Zwinek changed to 28. He might be on a special team with Glenn Carson. Yeah, these are little things you look for along the way. And Trevor Williams was put on, has gone from 10 to 21. Okay. Again, same story. Because he might be on a special team with somebody. And that's what it all comes down to. See, you gotta think your way through it. You're in shock.
I stopped thinking long ago. It only hurts the ball club.
Oh, boy. So, yes, those are some of the number changes that they have made. And again, that is all predicated on special teams.
My big problem is when two guys have the same number. We've had this discussion many times. Now it's not going to matter as much, but it's still difficult when you can't see the names.
Oh, I don't.
Not overly familiar. That's the other thing. I mean,
right, I've never made that mistake.
You've never, no.
Well, no, I have. I know who's on what team.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I'm not saying you did.
No, I mean, I know who's on what team. I mean, I'll say this. Moy made a lot of tackles last year. Right. I heard that in the background. Tackle by Moy. Jack and I look and say, what? I said, yeah, that's a Jack. He wears six like Hodges. Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. So you just get yourself so mentally in tune as to who's where. Okay. But this is a case where, for example, Adrian Amos and Evan Lewis have both been vying for time as returners. Okay. Well, you can't have two number fours out there. It's a penalty.
Right.
Oh, I've seen it, though. There was a game at Indiana, Penn State, FedEx Field. Jamie Van Fleet, Matt Stankavage were both on the field together. Whoops.
Really?
Whoop.
Wow.
Yep. 254s.
Somebody definitely was not doing their homework on that one.
And also Hodges and Moy were on the field for a special team. And shouldn't have done this, but did it anyway. Jack and I got a hold of the coaches to make sure they knew. So, just in case. Just in case. But, yeah. So that's what, you know, that's what we. So that happened, and then Penn State actually got penalized for it once. It was against Pitt, end of the game, 1986, when both Darren Hamilton and Blair Thomas were on the field at the same time, 2:32s. And Penn State did get caught. You know, it was end of the game. They're just going to get guys in there. So that's why you change numbers, my man. Because you don't know if they end up with the same special team.
That avoids the penalty issue.
Right. Well, that's what you're doing.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's...
Makes sense to me.
And at this level, when you have 125 guys on the team, you have to have duplicates. It's the nature of the game. You only go 1 to 99. You have 120 guys. Guess what?
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Our number 1-800-795-9565 on the Lenape Solar Hotline, powered by Lenape Solar. Go to LenapeSolar.com. Sunbury Motor Studio. Thank Bob Warming for coming into the Sunbury Motor Studio today, the Penn State men's soccer coach. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And looking forward to a lot of college football starting Thursday night. 17 games on Thursday. Boise State, Michigan State Friday. Bama and Michigan on Saturday night. And, of course, Penn State, Ohio University. Bucknell gets the bye week. Love the timing.
Means I get an extra week to kick back and relax and watch games on Saturday.
Well, I think that's a fun experience. But we're looking forward to getting out to Beaver Stadium. I'm going to rack up, when I get a chance to tonight after I'm done with baseball, I'm going to rack up another Ohio University tape and watch maybe 15 minutes of it again. Get a better feel for what they do and why. It's a little bit different. The tailback of the team, Harden, was outstanding. He was a 1,000-yard rusher last year, but he's gone. And the wideout is with the Colts right now. Really good players. I mean, so the two really good players in that lineup that are out. Plus, they have a few injuries. Travis Clair, who had 4 picks last year, really good corner. Not going to play in the game. Out. Also a really good punt return. He averaged over 12 yards a punt return last year. Took one back for a score. All right. Out of the game. Big loss. And a couple other guys they have, too. John Taylor, one of their defensive ends, out. So those are some of the names that they have out right now. And Mario Dovell, who was thought to be one of their top wideouts coming into the season, also looks like he won't be able to play either. So they have some guys that are banged up. Penn State, for the most part, and I'll check it out, you know, a little bit later here in practice, but they pretty good shape. Brad Barnes won't play. Mark Archiacono won't play. And Ty Howell won't play. Those are the only three guys that have been ruled out of the game. Everybody else can play. Big plus. I mean, they've been able to go through this thing. Guys have been hurt. Jacob Fignano missed time because of hamstring. He's back. Malcolm Willis missed a little time with an ankle. So what? He's back. Shawnee Kersee missed a little bit of a time with an ankle, but he's back, and that's a big plus to that offense. Nate Cadogan missed a little bit of time. He got accidentally scratched in the eye. He's fine. You know, these guys are out. Missed a couple days here and there. And Pete Massaro, the knee's been a little bit, you know, but they'll just watch him. He'll be able to play Saturday. Massaro will. They're in good, injury-wise, they're in good shape. It's one thing to have somebody out and they're out for a period of time. See, Brad Barnes will be able to come back. Archie, I'm not sure. Archiacono, not sure. Howell will be back. I think Howell's scheduled to be back probably by the end of September, maybe. Barnes will be back. Barnes might be back for Virginia or Navy. And Brad gives him a lot of pluses at that defensive end spot and also on special teams. He blocked a punt last year. High-energy guy. Really bulked himself up. So that's where, you know, the injury part has been important that they've been able to get through that first offensive line. They played, Donovan Smith missed a little bit of time with a hamstring, but he's been back out there the last 10 days. And again, he's a difference maker for those guys up front. That offensive line's been good. And again, he said in the NFL, look, I'm used to having 7-8 offensive linemen. I mean, they have two full lines. Mangiero can back up at either guard or center. Farrell can either start or back up at tackles. If he starts, Gress can back up either way. Shrives had a really good camp. Shrives, Eric's done well. And Cadogan. Cadogan's had a really good camp too. So they've been able to keep people together. That's been important. Maudie's had a good camp. It's only one day, and it was very early. He said, look, I think I might need the rest of the thing. Yeah, big deal. That's the only day he asked for it. Other than that, Maudie's been really good in the preseason. You couldn't tell he had surgery, except when you see he's wearing a brace. Hodges has been a beast. Carson's been good. Deion Barnes has had some impressive moments. Daquan Jones. So, yeah. Just give you a general feel. And then Ficken and Butterworth are the two kickers, as in the end expected. But I did find it interesting in that they want to give themselves the option, changing Evan Lewis's number from 4 to 37. There are a couple times he's been out there in returns in combination with Adrian Amos. Well, guess what? You can't have them out there in combination on either punts or kickoffs if they both have the same number. So I thought that was an interesting move. Those are little tip-offs. You see something like that, you go, huh, what's the big deal of that? Aha, it is a big deal. That is the number. I'd like to jump in. You have a couple questions. We heard from Bill O'Brien earlier, Lance Van Auken earlier, and Bob Warming, men's soccer coach, earlier. We've heard from all of them in today's show. Now it's our time. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. I'd like to hear your questions. If you have a question about something, we can jump in. They haven't done anything in the last couple days, really. Today, really, is for them. They already started the game week routine on Thursday into Friday and Saturday. They had Sunday, Monday off. Yesterday was the first day of classes. Thus, it was important to get the day off. Now game week today, tomorrow, Thursday. I'm not quite sure how he approaches Friday. I'm sure they'll do something in a walkthrough mode before they have football league, then go to Toffrees. and there'll be plenty of meetings. They just go to talk trees, put their feet up, and go, hey, this is great. They meet. A lot of meetings. And Mike Wallace, back with the Steelers today. Huge parade in downtown Pittsburgh. He was the grand marshal. They ushered him right to the UPMC practice complex. Fabulous.
Just get him in uniform and start playing.
Is he an important part to what they do? Yes. Does he actually, by his pure presence, make Antonio Brown a little bit better receiver? Yeah. You're not going to roll your coverages to Antonio Brown. You're rolling more to Mike Walls. Is he Jerry Rice?
No.
I'm not even sure he's Boyd Dowler. He's faster than Boyd. But Boyd Dowler's pretty fast, though. He's faster than Boyd Dowler.
Michael Vick practicing with the Eagles, close to 100%.
At least this moment.
Yeah, it is moment to moment.
Yeah.
Last week it was a rib injury. Before that it was the hand or thumb.
I think he's only played one full season, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think you're right. 12 snaps in the preseason so far.
Yeah, but there were 12 really good ones. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, and the Lenape Solar Hotline as we gloss through some of the news and notes of the day and everything dealing right now with football. And our Thursday show, by the way, will be heavy on high school football. We have Don and Shamokin. Hi, Don. Great to have
How
you
How you doing?
Hey, great to hear from you.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you're getting into game week preparation here. I was wondering if anything was going to change as far as, like, the routine of the buses coming up the road and everybody lining the road this year, if it's going to change. I mean, I've never, 15-year season ticket holder, and I've never gone over to see the buses come up because we never got there that early. But I think that would draw a good crowd this year to show our support for these guys.
It will, and there will be a change because they're going to get there earlier. It used to be that the buses would arrive between 10:15 and 10:30, right around that general neighborhood for a noon game. They're going to arrive between 9:15 and 9:30.
Wow.
And the reason that the buses are going to roll up that early is that there'll be a change as to what they do. It used to be that they would dress in their uniforms without their shoulder pads at Lash, get on the blue buses, get off the bus, carrying their pads in jerseys, okay? And you've seen that picture many times. Instead, what they're going to do is they're going to get on the buses in jackets and ties, go over, and then the uniforms and pads will be waiting for them, and they'll actually dress in the Beaver Stadium locker room. That's why they're going over earlier, 9:15 to 9:30 on Saturday.
All right. Sounds like a good routine. I can still picture Trey Bauer on the step of that bus. The only one I ever saw, and it was just awesome. I mean, it was like 20 degrees out, and he's standing there, you know, and almost like a tank top. it was an awesome sight. Put it that way. Trey was a different person. Put it that way.
He lives here in State College now. Moved his family here. Yep, lives here in State College. I see Trey all the time. He and his boys, one of the truly great guys, intelligent, passionate, and has done very well with money. And he's a real credit to the football program. Real credit to the football program. You'd enjoy spending time with him because I know I always do.
You know, I like the way he went about playing football. It was definitely good to watch him play.
So. Oh, he played football with a motor, Don. Football with a motor.
All right, that's all I wanted to know. And keep up the good work. Love listening to your show.
Don, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day in Shamokin. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. You'd like to jump in with your question? Always great to hear from all of you. Get your thoughts, comments on what's going on. Or if you have a question on anything. And this is something I was talking to my class yesterday. I said, look, I don't ever want you to sit there and think, I shouldn't ask that question. I think it'll sound stupid. Don't ever think that.
That's not what you said to me.
Well, you're an exception to every rule. but don't ever feel like it's a dumb question because it may be something other people are thinking of too. And if you have a question, that means there's something that is confused. So you would like to get an answer to it. I said, so ask the question. Well, let's take that for example. Somebody would say, well, that wasn't an X's and O's question. No, but he wanted to know when the buses were arriving. Did we give him an answer? Yeah. Good question. Fans like to know stuff like that. And it's not a little thing. He said, hey, it'd be great for people to go out and show their support. Not a little thing at all. So Don wants to be out there if possible and say he can't make it because of that answer. Somebody else who was listening says, okay, I'll show up at 9 o'clock and I'll be there to watch. Nice, huh? Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this. ESPN, huge deal. $5.6 billion, $700 million a year to Major League Baseball. The new deal adds in digital international radio rights. As part of the deal, which runs through 2021, ESPN retains the rights to Sunday Night Baseball, its Monday and Wednesday night games, and also highlights for Baseball Tonight. They'll also carry one wild card playoff game. In its current deal, they don't have any playoffs. As part of the deal, ESPN adds more digital rights, the rights to show games in progress, and some radio and international rights. ESPN also picked up the rights to carry games featuring the more popular teams like the Yankees and Red Sox more frequently.
I think I'd be a little upset if I were the radio and TV affiliates that carry them all year long then.
Why?
Because they're going to be able to pick up more games than they would have before.
Do you think I sit there on the Penn State Sports Network?
No, don't.
Listen to me for a second, okay? When they bring in other networks like Westwood and things like that, do you think I sit there and go, oh, no, how's that going to cut into our audience? Look, we're Penn State's announcers.
I agree with that, but... And I agree with the philosophy, but you can't tell me that anybody at Learfield doesn't think that.
No, they feel the same way I do. The heck do they care? I don't think you care about such things. I really don't. I think it's a totally irrelevant thing because we have already established. I mean, do you think that people on WKOK are going to say, no, I don't want to listen to Steve and Jack? Those guys over at ESPN Radio, they're carrying, oh, I want to hear two people you don't know.
That's a great point. That's a great point. And for television, it's probably going to be blacked out anyway.
Right, and that neither team, neither announcer has a feel for the team at all. I mean, you think people got, and I say this, John Shambi is a very good announcer. Okay? John Shambi is very good. But I'm saying, do you think a Penn State fan, I mean, they don't know who John Shambi is.
No, you're right. You're right.
Right? Along with Gino Toretta. Oh, well, might as well just take our network and flush it. No, you know, excuse me. I'm at practice every day. Right? This is not an ego thing on my part at all. You know me. Jack and I laugh all the time. I said, do you have one? No. Same thing with him. He doesn't have one either. I mean, we know. But you have to be smart enough to know what you have. I mean, it doesn't really matter. If you were doing Penn State games and Franco Harris was your color analyst, okay, all those Penn State fans would be listening to you and Franco Harris do the game because you're the ones that are around the team and know the team, and that's what they want to hear.
That's true. You're right. You're right. The generic, as I used to refer to it, the generic broadcast would not appeal to you. That's an excellent
point. Right. I mean, that is a broadcast to be listened to as you're driving through the countryside in Kansas.
That's true.
Okay? Satellite radio. Hey, now, we're on satellite, too. We're on Sirius XM. But if you're a general fan, you know, I think that, you know, at that point now, I mean, you know, will that kind of broadcast that you can get on Sirius XM versus our broadcast, I'm sure they'd do very, very well with that because – out in Missouri, Kansas, I don't know, Arkansas, whatever. Like, that's just as good because they're not Penn State fans. But if you're a Penn State fan there and you get a Sirius XM, you probably would still turn to Learfield.
No, you don't get the pregame or postgame either. By the way, you have Rob on line one from Mifflinburg. Has a quick question before
Hey, Rob, go ahead.
Oh, Steve. Hey, good show. Another one in the can for the day. Say, yesterday afternoon, closing the show, you mentioned, somebody said about there couldn't be a real Big Ten championship because there are only 11 teams. Isn't Ohio State ineligible also, as well as Penn State, for playing?
Yeah, the reason I said that was if one has been given the death penalty,
right,
and could not play at all, you'd only have 11 teams competing.
Right.
And you can't have a Big Ten championship game with only 11 competing.
Right.
Penn State and Ohio State are both still in there playing games, so there's still 12 teams playing football in the conference, thus you can have a Big Ten championship game. Okay. But if one of them had been given the death penalty and told you can't play at all,
right,
you'd only have 11, you can't have the game.
I see. But now Ohio State is ineligible. That is correct, right?
They're ineligible just like Penn State is.
Okay.
Yes.
So then, it just seems to be 6-4, right, of the conference.
Right. In other words, if you're Wisconsin and Purdue, you're sitting there thinking to yourself, I have a real shot at getting to Indianapolis because
right.
the road has been paved. I mean, Penn State could go 8-0.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State could go 7-1.
Right.
And Wisconsin could go 6-2. And guess what?
There they go.
Wisconsin's going to Indianapolis.
That's what I was calling. Yeah, it's amazing how what things go. But keep up the good work. It's a wonderful, wonderful show and very, very informative. And we certainly appreciate it, Steve.
It's always great to hear from you, my friend. Can't wait to see you later in the week.
Yeah, see you Wednesday.
All right. A quarterback club coming up tomorrow. Bill O'Brien will be there. Let's see, Dave Joyner. And they gave me a list. I know there's two players there. I know. I'm trying to remember which two are there tomorrow. Because they gave me a list for the entire season. The next, you know, I know the front part of it. Dave Joyner's there this week. Ted Roof's there next week. Bill's there every week. But there's three phases to this. And all the assistant coaches will be there. Tim Breen, the trainer, will eventually be there. Fitzy will make an appearance at the quarterback club. I wonder if Fitzy's going to wear a tie.
Does he wear any pants that go longer than his knees? I mean,
he does. He actually does. He actually does. I've obviously seen him out there in shorts a lot, but I've also seen him lately wearing more sweats and things like that. At the quarterback club, I wonder if he's going to wear a tie. He wears a tie, I may fall off the stage. You know, you never know. Bill may show up in a golf shirt tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know what the mode address is. I'm sure we'll find out. I mean, they start doing this thing in golf shirts, I'll be one happy dude. Although I have to wear a jacket and tie anyway because I have to tape a TV show before I go over there. So I'm still fine about that. Hey, great day today. Tomorrow, Denny McClain, the last 30-game winner in the majors. He'll talk about how Kevin does too much with pitch counts with his little leaguers.
I just take them all the way to the end.
I know you do. You're crushing.